From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. A week-long peace conference in Geneva on the Syrian crisis has ended without an agreement from both sides. In fact, they hurled insults and remain to decide whether President Bashar al-Assad will leave power. UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, however, said he saw signs of common ground and scheduled more talks for February 10th. Sandra Gatman has been following the talks from Brussels.
The international community has had little hope that a Geneva conference bringing both sides of the Syrian conflict to the negotiating table would help kickstart a peaceful solution to 3 years of violence between President Bashar al-Assad's regime and opposition forces. But both sides have failed to agree on the central premise of the talks, which has been to bring in a transitional government that will see President Assad step down from power. After a week of talks brokered by the international community, the two sides hurled stinging insults, with the opposition's Luai Safi saying the regime had no desire to stop bloodshed and the Syrian government calling the opposition immature.
Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych has signed an amnesty bill for opposition activists detained during mass protests that have rocked the country since November. The opposition had previously denounced the proposed law, and protesters say they're staying in the streets. The U.S. State Department says the Ukrainian government's offer is not enough, while Moscow is calling on official Kiev to suppress what they call an insurgency. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The Ukrainian president, who announced Thursday he was on a sick leave, signed a law giving amnesty to those who haven't committed grave crimes during the mass rallies that swept Ukraine in the past couple of weeks. The law also demands that the opposition should clear streets and buildings occupied by protesters during the rallies. These preconditions have been rejected by the opposition as no real compromise.
The controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline would not make a big difference to greenhouse gas emissions, according to a much-anticipated report by the U.S. State Department. The findings of the environmental impact assessment are already being used by supporters of the project to argue that the Obama administration should give the green light. Opponents say the pipeline from Canada to the U.S. would threaten the environment through which it passes and fuel climate change. Malcolm Brown reports.
The report concludes that the Keystone project would have little net effect on greenhouse gas emissions. It finds that approval or denial would be unlikely to significantly alter the rate at which Canadian oil sands are exploited or the demand for heavy crude from U.S. refineries. Industry organizations like the American Petroleum Institute say it proves their case that the project is environmentally safe. Environmental groups are angry, Friends of the Earth calling the review a farce and accusing the State Department of colluding with the Canadian government and the oil industry.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Canada's spy network, the Communications Security Establishment Canada, gathered up millions of points of data from mobile phones and other wireless devices of travelers at a major Canadian airport. The CBC reports documents provided by fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden indicate the agency was illegally spying on Canadians. Priscilla Huff has more.
The chief of the Communications Security Establishment Canada said recently that his agency does not target Canadians at home or abroad in their foreign intelligence activities, nor do they target anyone in Canada. And yet the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports a document provided by fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden indicates that agency carried out an operation to collect data points from mobile phones, tablets, and other Wi-Fi-enabled devices about where travelers were going in a major Canadian airport.
U.S. law enforcement officials are investigating after suspicious white powder was mailed to at least five hotels near the site of Sunday's Super Bowl. At least one of the letters has already been tested and found to contain only cornstarch. Iris Spitzer has more from New York.
Hazardous materials teams and a bomb squad responded after envelopes containing white powder were found at three hotels near East Rutherford, New Jersey, the site of Sunday's American football Super Bowl game. One of those envelopes, sent to the Homewood Suites, was found to contain cornstarch, a non-toxic substance. In addition, investigators intercepted additional envelopes from a mail truck before it reached two other hotels in the area. Across the river in New York, authorities are also investigating a suspicious letter sent to the office of former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. New York police, however, say the letter sent to Giuliani does not contain a hazardous substance. The Super Bowl is the most-watched television event in the U.S., with over 100 million viewers annually.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.